Right, so I'm here with Gaz Pete, who scored the fourth goal in today's 4-1 win over Hallam. How does it feel to win 4-1 in the FA Cup?
Always a good result. Get through. Not an easy place to come by any means, but it's always good to get in the next round.
Yeah. So you've been in how many FA Cup games have you been involved in at Coles now? Do you think?
A few now. I don't think after the next round, I don't think I've ever been as far as that. So it'll be interesting to see who we get. They're always tough, no matter where you go. As you can see today, we played the Division One side, but they look sharp. They look really at it, and they give us a great game. I think our performance told in the end.
Yes, they did look sharp. They caused us a few problems at the back, but obviously you were playing in a more advanced role today. How did you find that?
Hard. It was difficult to get up with the pace of the game. I thought they closed us down pretty quickly, so I couldn't quite find my feet in the first half. But again, eventually the game opened up. I seemed to get on the ball a little bit more the second half, but it was a hard game, good to get through.
And I think some of the fans were saying, well, Hallam are quite physical, but as we've only just come out of the counties ourselves, I thought it's a bit of an odd comment to come out with. It's not like we've been in the Evo State that long. How did you find the physicality of the game?
No different to any other game, I don't think. I think we are used to it, and I think us as a side, yeah, we might have a young side, but I think we'll give it as good as we get. So I don't think that surprised us in any way. They did lump a lot of balls in the box, but again, I thought we dealt with the majority of them pretty well.
So Culver got a hat-trick. How do you think his performance was as he walks past today?
Yeah, good. I mean, he's one of them players. He'll go missing for 5 minutes and then he'll come up with a goal. It's the way he is. But you know what? He's one of them. He'll always run in behind and get us something. And again, he's done it 3 times today and probably deserved a few more.
And then we brought Dom Butler on as well, who's been around the team since Clegg has been here, really. An Atherton lad. How good is it for a local lad to play for his own town team in the FA Cup?
Well, that's one of the things I think Cleggy's done. As you can probably see, he's brought a lot of homegrown talent through. Dom Butler's another one. He did really well when he came on. Actually provided an assist for my goals, which was quite nice. So I think it shows. It's the way that Coles are at the minute and the way that we're going. And I think it's a great achievement to have so many young lads and lads from Atherton in the team.
Yeah, so then going back to your goal as well. Easy finish.
Never easy, but I couldn't really miss. I think I was about 3 yards out, so other than Culver taking the penalty off me, I'm glad I actually got the goal in the end.
And then the draw's tomorrow, so we've got the FA Cup draw tomorrow and we've got the Lancashire Cup draw as well. I don't know if you knew about that one. What would you want in each draw, starting off with the FA Cup draw?
I think with the FA Cup, you never know what you're going to get sometimes, so again, no draw is easy, but you probably want to get through the first couple of rounds. Again, if you can get an easier tie than maybe the Northern Premier teams and things like that, then you've got a good chance. The Lancashire Cup, it's a great competition. You've got a lot of big teams in it. We'll see how we go in that. I think it's going to be one of them where at the end of the day you play the final at the Reebok, so it's a good chance to get far in that as well.
Obviously we didn't enter that competition last year. Is it something you think we could concentrate on a bit more this year?
I don't know. I mean, again, Cleggy set us a target 10 games in, see where we're at in the league. Again, we probably would have played a couple of rounds of the FA Cup. I think we've got the FA Trophy beginning of October, so we've got a lot of things we're concentrating on this year. We go into every game wanting to win, and I think that's a good way to be. We don't take any game any less than the other.
Right, thanks a lot for your time. We'll see you the next game, which is on Saturday against, is it Ossett Albion, I think?
Ossett Albion. Yeah, see you. Thanks, Gibbo.